Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from the Gospel of Matthew.
Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed, that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine and pestilences, and earthquakes in different places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to be afflicted and will kill you, and you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will become cold. But he who shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Therefore, when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel a prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him who is in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe unto those who are with child, and to those who give suck in those days. But pray that your flight is not in the winter, neither upon the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world unto this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise, and show great signs and wonders, so much so that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the secret rooms. Do not believe it. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man shall appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is still tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you likewise, when you see all these things, shall know that it is near, at the very doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour no man knows, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they did not know that until the flood came and took them away, so shall the Son of Man's coming be also. Then two shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Therefore watch, for you do not know what hour your Lord comes. But know this, that if the steward of the house had known in which watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed the house to be broken up. Therefore you also be ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord shall find so doing when he comes. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to strike his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he does not look for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And he shall cut him apart, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er. Happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore. Free from all care.
Lesson 24, Prophecy of Jesus' Return. In today's lesson, we shall hear Jesus prophesy of his coming again to the earth in judgment. Though we may not understand all the details of this prophecy about Jesus coming again, he has given us enough knowledge to warn us and prepare us for his return. There are plenty of different interpretations of how these future events will unfold. There seems to be some confusion because many see the future coming of Christ as a singular event. However, a careful study of this passage and others in the New Testament will show us that the coming of Christ happens in successive stages. First, Jesus will commence the day of judgment on the earth with what the Bible calls the day of the Lord, by coming for his church. This is what is commonly called the rapture and is spoken of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and alluded to by Jesus in John chapter 14. The rapture involves the removal of the church from the earth, and this will be followed by a period of God's judgment on the earth for 7 years, which is called the tribulation. The Great Tribulation will be the second half of this 7 years after the abomination of desolation. At the end of this 7-year tribulation period, Jesus will return with his people to overthrow the enemies of Israel. This is the second coming of Christ, and every eye shall see him coming on the clouds and with great glory. He will return to the Mount of Olives and will establish his kingdom, ruling and reigning from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. This is a quick overview of the future prophetic calendar as it relates to the stages of Christ coming again to judge the world. In Matthew 24, when the disciples asked Jesus about the end of the age and his coming again, Jesus provided them with much detail. This detail is primarily concerned with the 7-year tribulation period, when God will judge the nations and then rescue Israel from her enemies when he comes again in glory. This does not deal with the church or the rapture of the church, but it deals with the nation of Israel and the tribulation period. We will not have time to cover all the specific details of Jesus' prophecy, but we can look at some of the interesting aspects of this prophecy and find things to help us identify when these things will take place. Jesus mentions that false messiahs will appear at that time. Messiah is the word for Christ, which means anointed one. And we hear plenty of preachers today talking about being anointed of God. This may indicate what Jesus meant by these false messiahs who are claiming to be God's messengers today. Likely, this is referring to men during the future tribulation who will arise claiming to be God's anointed. There are many details mentioned about this tribulation period or events leading up to it, namely wars, famines, pestilence, and earthquakes, which are called the beginnings of sorrows. Today we are seeing these things happening increasingly around the globe. We know of great earthquakes taking thousands of lives in Haiti and China. The spread of disease and famine is also very prevalent in our world today. If these are just the beginning of sorrows, then when the full weight of God's judgment comes upon the world, it will be a time of great sorrow and horrific destruction. During the tribulation, the church has gone to heaven, and Israel becomes the focus of God's attention and interest, but they also are hated by all nations. We already see how many of the Arab nations despise Israel and want to destroy her. There has been tremendous persecution against the Jews in the past century, and this still continues today. This will only increase through the tribulation until all nations are against Israel and seek her destruction. There will be false prophets who deceive, and lawlessness will abound. Some will faithfully preach the gospel, and there will be something called the abomination of desolation. Many believe this to be the Antichrist setting himself up in the temple and calling himself God and requiring others to worship him. This happens at the midpoint of the tribulation and will bring upon the earth God's wrath in what is called the Great Tribulation. There will be death everywhere. The sun and moon will be darkened, stars will fall, and the powers of heaven shaken. We cannot tell exactly what all this will mean, but it is global and of such power and terror that even the heavens will shake. There will be a sign given in the heavens concerning the Son of Man, which means that Jesus is coming. The angels gather the elect. The fig tree, when it sprouts, tells us that summer is approaching. And Jesus said, "When we begin to see these signs taking place, we know that his coming is drawing near. Therefore we are warned to be watchful and wait for his coming. Though no one knows the day or the hour, we know he could come at any time." Those who claim to know are arguing with Jesus, who said, "You do not know." I think I would rather believe Jesus than those who think they are wiser than he is. Jesus said heaven and earth would pass away, but his words would never pass away. Jesus said the coming day of judgment would happen like it did in the days of Noah. Everyone was just eating and drinking and living their lives without any concern for God's coming judgment. But then, in one day, the flood hit them, and they had no time to react, and they were all swept away in God's wrath. The wise servant of Jesus will be waiting and watching for his return, and busy himself in looking after his master's household. Those who care for God's people, feeding them the Word of God, will be rewarded when the Lord comes again. But those who do evil will be cut in pieces and left with hypocrites to suffer agony and weeping in hell. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Matthew chapter 24, verse 35.
The King is coming.
And now for today's Bible question. Today we have been learning about Jesus' prophecy of his return to earth someday and the judgments of God during the tribulation period. Someone might ask, if the Lord is coming very soon, what should I do to prepare myself for that day? All that the Lord was telling his disciples was not intended to just satisfy their curiosity, but was intended to help them live righteously before God. Prophecy should lead us to fear God's coming judgment and serve him well. That is why Jesus talked about the faithful servant who was busy looking after his master's things while he awaits the return of his master. When Jesus spoke to his disciples about his return, he knew that they would no longer be around to experience much of these things, but he still told them so that they might learn to live with a constant expectation that their master may come at any moment. There was a partial fulfillment of God's judgment when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in AD 70, but this prophecy of Jesus reaches well beyond the events of the destruction of one city by the Romans 1900 years ago. Jesus' prophecy talks about all nations coming under God's wrath and judgment. We know that the Lord may be coming very soon, for many of the signs of which he spoke of in this prophecy are now taking place. For instance, since Israel became a sovereign nation in 1948, they have faced several wars, and the enemies of Israel continue to hate and seek their destruction. The increase in large catastrophic events like earthquakes and floods are happening increasingly, as well as the spread of disease and famine as the world's population rapidly increases. All these should tell us that the Lord's coming is at hand, and we should expect him at any time. But most of the world will be taken by surprise and be swept away in God's wrath and judgment. The most important thing a person can do to prepare for his coming is to make sure they have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior. Apart from the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ, the day of the Lord will be a very terrible time to face. Those who know the Lord shall escape God's wrath and be taken away in the rapture. So the first and most important way to prepare is to accept the Lord as your Savior. Then you will be ready and taken out of the world before God sends down his wrath on the ungodly. Christians can prepare for the coming of the Lord by preaching the gospel to the lost souls they come in contact with and serving the Lord in the church. Jesus left his people with work to do, and we should not be lazy about doing his business. Some call themselves Christians and refer to Jesus as their Lord, but really, they act as though he was just a distant friend they visit once in a while. Most of the time, they are ruling over their own lives and doing whatever they want to do, building up their own little kingdom on earth. To be a follower of Jesus is to do what he says and fulfill his purposes in serving in his church. When the Lord comes, what will you be doing? Will you be busy looking after yourself and your future here on earth, or will you be investing into the kingdom of God? It would be a terrible thing for the Lord to come and find you caught in some sin. Some say they love God and show up on Sunday to worship the Lord, and yet live in their sins day by day. If we know the Lord, who is holy and righteous, is coming very soon, then we shall hate to be caught in our own sin. The coming of the Lord should cause us not only to keep busy serving in His kingdom, but also living a life that is holy and pleasing to the Lord. Then we shall be well prepared to meet Him. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the internet, please visit our website at www.bibleassemblychurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student. Jesus saw me when a stranger If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." And this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life." If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation, or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
Sunday morning, when this life is over.